Good morning to one and all. I hope today finds each of you well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Listen to the words of this promise from Acts 1, 9, 11. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. It is an inspiring thing to read of the coming of Jesus by promise, his ministry, with all the deliverance he brought, and then his death and resurrection. But I'm glad for this promise of his return. This same Jesus, oh, how sweetly fall those words upon the ear, like a swell of far-off music in a night watch, still and drear. He who healed the helpless leper, he who dried the widow's tear, he who changed to health and gladness, helpless, suffering, trembling fear. He who wandered poor and homeless by the stormy Galilee, he who on the night-robed mountain bent in prayer the wearied knee. He who gently called the weary, come and I will give you rest. He who loved the little children, took them in his arms and blessed. He, the lonely man of sorrows, neath our sin curse bending low, by his faithless friend forsaken in the darkest hours of woe. This same Jesus, when the vision of that last and awful day bursts upon the prostrate spirit like a midnight lightning ray, when else dimly apprehended, all its terrors seem revealed, trumpet knell in fiery heavens, all the books of doom unsealed. Then we lift our hearts adoring this same Jesus, loved and known, him, our own most gracious Savior, seated on the great white throne. He himself and not another, he for whom our heart love yearned, through long years of twilight waiting, to his ransomed ones return. For this word, O Lord, we bless thee. Bless our Master's changeless name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus Christ is still the same. Francis Havergale. Now, while we wait for the coming of the Lord, we should never lose sight of our obligation to be a witness for him. Listen to these words of Jesus. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:34. So what are we to do? Be busy. As a worker, shall I empty-handed be, when beside the crystal sea I shall stand before the everlasting throne? Must I have a heart of shame as I answer to my name with no works that my Redeemer there can own? What regret must then be mine when I meet my Lord divine, if I've wasted all the talents he doth lend? If no soul to me can say, I'm glad you passed my way, for 'twas you who told me of the sinner's friend. If my gratitude I'd show on him who loves me so, let me labor till the evening shadows fall, that some little gift of love I may bear to realms above, and not empty-handed be when comes the call. When the harvest days are past, shall I hear him say at last, Welcome, toiler, I've prepared for thee a place. Shall I bring him golden sheaves, ripened fruit, not faded leaves, when I see the blessed Master face to face? When the books are opened wide, and the deeds of all are tried, may I have a record whiter than the snow? When my race on earth is run, may I hear him say, Well done, take the crown that love immortal doth bestow. Selected by Sister Emma Dilly. So then, as workers for Christ, we certainly need to know how to go about his work. May I give you a few suggestions? First, We must have the knowledge of salvation. The experience of the new birth, as taught in the New Testament, is a reality. The apostles spoke with certainty. John affirmed, "We know that we have passed from death unto life." 1 John 3:14. "We know that we are of God." Chapter 5:19. "And everyone that loveth is born of God." 1 John 4:7. How can one have salvation and not know when they got it? We are made conscious of this great change by the fact that our sins are removed. We read that Jesus came to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Luke 1:77. When one is saved, the experience of freedom from sin and its guilt is now as real as was the fact of sin before. But this is not all. Although one is not saved by feelings, it is a fact that new feelings, new hopes, and new aspirations spring up in the soul, so that one is made to realize the truth of this scripture that says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Another clear evidence of our salvation is the radical change that is wrought in our affections. While living a sinful life, men do not really love God from the heart, for they are living in a state of indifference toward the claims of God upon them. Some go so deep into sin as to become haters of God. But when saved, one is ready to exclaim with the apostle, "We love him because he first loved us." 1 John 4:19. Next, one experiences a change in their affections with reference to those who have been their enemies. Instead of the hatred and bitterness they had, they then have a sense of love reaching out to them. And it isn't hard to obey the words of Jesus: "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5:44-45. One more thing which is different. Our feelings toward God's people are also changed, and we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. 1 John 3:14. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. But the best and clearest evidence of our acceptance with God is the internal witness of his Spirit. Salvation is received by faith. Paul said to the jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And John says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." 1 John 5:10. Dear ones, do you remember a time in your life when sin was instantly canceled and the grace of God came into your soul? This may or may not have been at a public altar of prayer. I was much impressed by the testimony of a young mother telling how she was saved. She knew the teaching of the Bible and what it was to be a child of God, but somehow she had drifted away from the truth and was no longer living for the Lord. Upon a certain occasion, she found herself driving through the city of Dallas with all of its traffic and dangers, with one of her children in the car at night and her husband asleep in the back seat. Driving at night was a hardship because of her vision, and she felt so alone. She also realized she was away from God. All of this gave her a feeling of utter helplessness. Then came this great longing in her heart to find a place of prayer and someone to be agreed with her for her salvation. She was ready and willing to yield to God, not realizing the extent that God was then and there working in her life and heart. She was waiting for the opportunity while God was ready at that moment. Soon a song filled her soul, and the blessing of heaven flooded over her. Suddenly, she realized that she was saved right then. The fear was gone, and peace came in. Joy was her portion as she continued her drive through the traffic of Dallas. A great assurance was hers that God had come into her life. This had happened some 2 years before she told the experience in prayer meeting the night I heard it, but it sounded good to me. Our Father, we know that it is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We ask thy special favor on all who hear the message. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be.
Thank you, friends, for a few moments out of your time. Pray for us as we also pray for you. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.